open the hearing on Senate Bill 5503. Actually, we will open a work session on Senate Bill 5503, the Advocacy Commission. Good morning, Steve. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning.
Nice to have you here.
Thank you.
Would you go ahead, please?
Good morning, Madam Chair, members. I've distributed to you three documents today to help you in your work session today on the Advocacy Commission budget. And you should find in a pile on the top a memo to the subcommittee dated May 17th that has a list of, in detail, of the LFO recommendations on this budget. There's also below that a set of tables with numbers that we can look at if you have any specific questions about the funding relating to the LFO recommendation. And then you will see a yellow sheet, which is an additional budget note recommend that's being proposed. But if I may go through my recommendations, there are a series of 11 of these. Some of these are related to all four of the Advocacy Commissions, so I put those first, and then I've gone to recommendations for specific commissions. So if I could ask you to please look at the memo or follow the memo that I've prepared. The first recommendation, basically these are making the standard adjustments that you're making to all agency budgets, and this subcommittee I know is very aware of those because you did a lot of these changes that resulted in them. The first one is to make a base budget adjustment in the commission's funding to reflect lower than anticipated or lower than budgeted PERS rates. This is a standard reduction in all agency budgets. You can see the table under number one indicates the general fund and other fund reductions for each of the four commissions that accurately provides, you know, accurate funding for the actual PERS rate as opposed to what was believed to be the PERS rate when the governor put his budget together. So we would recommend these reductions that are indicated in recommendation one of the LFO.
Representative Butler? Yes, I'm
Madam Chair, I move the recommendation number one of the Legislative Fiscal Office to Senate Bill 5503.
We've heard the motion before us. Any discussion? Any objection? Not so moved.
Madam Chair and members, recommendation two relates directly to work that this subcommittee has done on two earlier budgets, those being the Secretary of State budget and the DAS budget. Because of your actions, you've reduced state government service charges to other agencies for audits and for the Human Resource Services Division charges. If you look at recommendation two here and flip over to the top of page two, this shows the impact of those budget reductions on the state government service charges to these four agencies. The numbers are not very large for small agencies like this, but we do believe it's important that the funding represent what the actual charges would be. So we are recommending the reductions shown to each of the four agencies in LFO recommendation number two.
Just one question, Steve, Madam Chair. Recognizing that these are the small agencies that the DAS had previously already had given some leeway to, that reflects the lesser amounts being reduced. Is that correct?
Yes, that follows through.
Madam Chair, relative to essential package adjustment number two for the Secretary of State's Audit Division and the DAS Human Resource Division, Services Division, I move that we approve recommendation number two.
Thank you, Representative Butler. We've heard the motion before us. Any discussion? Any objection? Not so much.
Recommendation three relates to other standard reductions that are being taken in all state agency budgets. One of them is a request that there be 1% reduction in general fund support for services and supplies in all budgets that are funded at the current service level or above. In the governor's recommended budget, each of these four commissions does receive general fund at the current service level. So this 1% reduction does apply to them. As well, there's an additional 1% reduction for budgeted out-of-state travel. Combining those two reductions together would result in the reduction shown to each of the four commissions in recommendation number three. LFO does recommend those general fund reductions.
Representative Butler?
Madam Chair, I move approval of recommendation number three of LFO.
Heard the motion before us. Any discussion? Any objection? Not so.
Recommendation four is of more financial dollar significance than the other three that you've looked at so far. LFO is recommending that you adjust the funding for the four advocacy commissions to equalize general fund support for all four of them. As you may recall, in the governor's budget, the amounts that each of the four commissions were to receive differ. They differ a fair amount, and the levels that are in the governor's budget were based on primarily the compensation levels of the prior executive directors. They do not reflect the costs the commissions are going to actually be incurring given their current executive directors. And the subcommittee was also concerned about the fact that under the way that the governor's budget had been put together, the decisions of commissions to hire directors at whatever level they chose was essentially being confirmed or funded in the budget. And I know the subcommittee was interested in giving, not having that process automatically occur. I believe that recommendation four deals with two things. It deals with the fact that the funding levels were not actually representative of the costs that the commissions would be incurring. It also equalizes the funding so that all four of the commissions are being funded at an equal level. If you look at the numbers at the bottom of page two, the impact of this is to increase funding for the Commission for Women by almost $16,000, to reduce funding for Commission on Asian Affairs by approximately $1,000, to increase funding for the Commission on Black Affairs by approximately $2,400, to reduce funding for the Commission on Hispanic Affairs by approximately $17,000. Those basically net out to zero. There's a minus $1. But the impact of approving recommendation four is that each commission would receive the same general fund appropriation. The amount would be $141,508, and this would not involve any additional funding or reductions in funding. It would just be shifting the funding to make it equal.
Just one question. There's a comping error slightly. You can't have four equal numbers and come up with an unequal number in the total general fund of 566,033. It's off by $1.
I believe that's a rounding error.
Okay. All right. Madam Chair, relative to the equalization of the advocacy's general fund, package 400, I would recommend that we approve legislative fiscal office recommendation.
Neil.
We've heard the motion for discussion. Objection? If not, so approved.
Madam Chair, I'd just like to recognize the presence of a reporter for one of the Spanish language newspapers here to look at the Hispanic Commission budget, I presume, Mr. Neil Halpern. All right. Okay.
Nice to have you here. Thank you.
Recommendation five is a recommendation that the subcommittee approve a budget note to state or to clarify what the legislative expectations are that the Department of Administrative Services will be exercising management authority over the advocacy commissions. You heard from the state auditor that there are some concerns about management of the commissions, and the subcommittee in its discussions expressed concerns that there was turnover in commission membership and staff, and that this has an impact on the management of the commission's functions. So LFO is recommending the following budget note, and if it's okay with you, Madam Chair, I'd actually read it. It's on page three at the top. It would say that the Department of Administrative Services shall exercise its existing management authority over the advocacy commissions funded in this bill to ensure that commission actions and expenditures are in accordance with state laws and rules governing personnel, purchasing, contracting, accounting, record keeping, and agency operations. The department shall also provide appropriate training to commission members and staff concerning their responsibilities under these laws and rules. So essentially, this budget note directs the Department of Administrative Services to oversee the management functions of the commissions, not the policy functions or decision-making of the commissions.
Madam Chair, just a point of clarification.
Yes.
I just want to make certain that in that process that would address the issue of the various levels of the entry level for an employee in a certain range that the level that they enter in under that range would be adjusted or corrected and modified or recommended by DAS. Is that correct, Steve?
I believe that the scope of this budget note would be that DAS would make sure that the commissions are aware of the rules regarding personnel and hiring, though this would not in and of itself have them intervene with the commission's decision to hire an executive director at a particular step.
Thank you. Madam Chair, I move that we approve Legislative Fiscal Office Recommendation Number 5 relative to the state legislative oversight and expectations through DAS.
Heard the motion before us. Any discussion? Any objection? Not.
That is the last of these recommendations that relate to all four commissions. From now on, the remaining recommendations relate to specific commissions and to budget items in those specific budgets.
Okay, if you go ahead with that, we will.
The next two, which are number 6 and 7, relate to the Commission for Women. The Commission for Women, the Governor's budget, has a package for the full funding of the Executive Director. In the budget, it's referred to as Package 101, and LFO is recommending denial of that package. If I may please explain, the current service level for the calculation for the Commission for Women did not fully fund the Executive Director's salary because that position was vacant at the time of the so-called PICS freeze. The commission had requested from the governor general fund to cover those expected salary increases. These are just the basic step increases that are awarded generally to state employees for meritorious service. The governor did not include funding in general fund, but instead allowed $13,551 of other funds to be used to help pay for the step increases that are anticipated for the executive director position. The reason why we are recommending denial of this is because we believe it's not necessary, since you have approved recommendation 4. When you equalize the commission's funding, you see that you provided almost $16,000 in additional general fund to the agency. And there's not need now for another $13,500 on top of that to fund the executive director's salary increases. So it is not that we're recommending that we are opposed to the executive director getting the salary increases. We just believe the funding is now available from general fund.
Go ahead and do number 7 as well.
Sure. There's also a package in the governor's budget that provides a $25,000 increase in the other funds limitation to allow the commission to start a seminar series on women in finance. It would be similar in the way it operates to the existing women's health seminar series, where it would be sponsored by donations, grants, or from other fund reserves of the commission. We're recommending that you approve.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move that we approve the additional recommendations specific to the Women's Commissions, number 6 and 7, presented by Legislative Fiscal Office.
We've heard the motion before us. Discussion?
Madam Chair, will the administrator remind me the source of the other funds?
The source of the other funds would be either from donations or grants or from other funds reserves that the commission now has from that it is generated from its other programs, primarily the Women of Achievement Dinner. It's been generating funds from that, and it could use some of those funds to start the Women in Finance or to support the Women in Finance.
Any other discussion?
I would
Ms.
make
Johnson.
Thank you. I would make the observation that a women in finance seminar would be probably a very attractive target for banks or brokerage houses to sponsor.
And this is allowing them to get those donations to do that. Any other discussion? Any objection? Not so moved. Okay, Steve, on to the Commission on Asian Affairs, number 8.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Recommendation 8 does refer to the Commission on Asian Affairs. In that budget, the governor does have a package, Package 101, which increases their other funds expenditure limitation by $10,000 to support the Commission's Asian American Heritage Month celebrations. These are celebrations that are financed from contributions and grants, and the existing expenditure limitation without Package 101 would not allow all of the grants that are expected to be spent for this purpose. So Package 101 would increase the this month's expenditure limitation so that the money that are raised for this festival could be used for the festival.
President Butler.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move that we, relative to the Asian Commission on Asian Affairs, Legislative Fiscal Office, recommendation number 8.
We've heard the motion before us. Any discussion? Any objection? If not, so moved.
The remaining recommendations are specific to the Commission on Hispanic Affairs. Recommendation 9, the governor includes in his recommended budget package 200, which would allow a bilingual differential pay for the staff of the commission. Under state personnel rules, personnel who have certain bilingual capabilities are eligible for additional pay. This package allows the commission to support its executive director, essentially, at a level for an additional compensation level for bilingual pay, but it does require that any additional funds to support that be generated from the agency's other funds activities and not be supported from general fund. The package increases the other funds limitation by $4,210, which would be the 24-month additional compensation for being having a bilingual skill, and LFO recommends approval.
Representative Hayden.
Madam Chair, Representative Butler is eminently bilingual, as is our committee assistant. Couldn't anybody in state employee make the claim that speaking Russian or Spanish or French was, if they did, was important in their activities?
I would assume so. I would assume that Representative Butler will have to take it up with the co-chairs if he wants an increase in salary. But
not to mention the body.
Yeah.
It'll be rejected outright. No reason to still get any
further. It's just a technical question. Could anyone in any branch of the state government put in a claim for bilingual pay, for like combat duty pay or something? Yeah.
I'm sorry, I don't know the answer to that.
Madam Chair, some of our colleagues speak in tongues. Sometimes it's hard to understand what they're saying.
Fork it otherwise.
Madam Chair, I would say probably one of the differences between any state employee and this particular position is obviously this position calls for it a tremendous amount than any other given position within state government.
And I would assume since we are passing approval, if we do, on this type of pay increase, that it would have to be done in other instances as well. Representative Johnson.
That's my question, whether or not this is precedential. And I don't know whether or not we need any degree of additional exploration of whether we're opening a very a wide door.
Well, Madam Chair, we do provide translators for jury duty. We provide services in schools and public services, so it's kind of hard to say when was the door open and how wide do you want the door to go. I think that's a decision that's going to have to be made here, a policy decision by the subcommittee. It's a biennial decision, really, how much you want to do and when do you draw the line and when do you perhaps close the door. That's a policy decision that the subcommittee is going to have to wrestle with.
Madam Chair.
Linda, could you come up and shed any light for us, please, if you would?
Madam Chair, members of the subcommittee, I'm Linda Ames with Department of Administrative Services. My limited knowledge of this area is that this director has been receiving bilingual pay, and that was a decision of that commission. I don't know what sort of technical restrictions there might be on that. There are other instances, and my guess is that it's up to each agency, but there may be, I'm guessing there's also personnel policies as to when that is appropriate or not. I could certainly get you more information about what the restrictions on that are.
Representative Johnson?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm quite interested also in equity for the commissions, and I'm delighted that we're equalizing the allocation. But what about the situation where the Asian affairs person may speak Chinese? Are we making the assumption that there's a requirement to successfully discharge the responsibilities of the commission, of the executive director of the Commission on Asian Affairs, that there be a salary differential there for speaking one of the languages?
Madam Chair, Representative Johnson, I understand the issue. In this case, the agency, the Hispanic Commission agency, was the one that brought the issue forward and was concerned about that. Certainly, the Asian Affairs Commission could bring that issue forward as a proposal, but I understand it. As policy, you may want to consider that from the top as well.
Representative Butler, and then Representative Hayden.
Thank you, Madam Chair. First of all, and this is on the very last page of the walk, which I guess would be page 16, I suppose, maybe 16 or 17, which does indicate that the Advocacy Commission's relative to legislative fiscal recommendation, down on line 27, each of the general fund amounts, which are the amounts which state government has a direct portion to deal with this adjustment included policy option package 200, it brings the general fund portion to the same dollar amount, so that there is not an inherent inequity just because there is a bilingual issue here.
Steve is saying he didn't think so.
Representative, the package 9 deals with the other funds.
Oh, it does deal with other funds.
Yeah.
Okay. I beg your pardon. So
these are other funds, not general funds.
So this would be how would we be funding it then?
The commission would have to use monies that it's raising from its other funds
to employ a bilingual
to pay the differential portion, differential portion. So.
All right. I stand corrected.
I had Representative Hayden and Representative Johnson.
Well. Madam Chair, with all due respect to my esteemed colleague on my right here, that begs the question, because the request, if received by the state, is not going to be that my agency gets more or less money, but do I get more or less money for being able to speak Zulu or Spanish or Creole or French or Russian? I want more money because I have that skill, and when I pick up the phone and someone calls me from Woodburn that's speaking Russian and I can speak to them, I'm worth more money. And I don't have any problem at all in giving the Hispanic Commission this request, except for the fact that I think you open the gate for any employee with bilingual skills in state government to demand the same thing. And it may be a Pandora's box. Have we done this in the past?
Not done this, to my knowledge, for this agency in the past.
I think the solution might cause more problem than.
Okay. I appreciate your comments, and I had Representative Johnson next.
My observation, Madam Chair, was if they're doing this out of other funds, it's money that's raised, and that's a commission decision to remunerate the executive director out of other than general fund money. That's a policy decision the commission makes.
Comments?
Not a comment, Madam Chairman. Just by way of discussion, if we were to go ahead and deny this policy option package, and then when the funds are in fact raised by the commission, then allow them to come back before the emergency board to approve it as a recommendation from the commission itself, as a recommendation from the commission that, number one, we have raised it, and number two, it's our recommendation that the bilingual pay differential be allowed.
I guess I would have thought with this particular commission that being bilingual would be part of the job description. I mean, there are a lot of jobs in the world that have specific requirements, and being able to communicate with the people that you're serving, I sort of thought would be one of the basics. And I guess I would even say, what exactly, bilingual in which Hispanic language? I guess if I were from Guatemala and the person was bilingual in Mexican and I couldn't understand them, I might not see that the fact that they were getting paid more was of any value to me whatsoever. So I don't... Well, normally I would say, so to a hospital, go, you know, if you could get someone who's bilingual in the language that most people in the community speak, then that's fine. I just am surprised that it's not a basic requirement of the position here.
And your response a minute ago, Steve, was that we had not done this before?
Correct.
Representative Johnson?
I given the discussion here, I was about ready to move that we not approve recommendation 9.
Representative Gardner, did you?
Well, Madam Chair, I think as Representative Johnson pointed out a few minutes ago, this is out of other funds, and it is a commission decision. If they raise the money and wish to go there for this particular thing, I think it's something we should support their ability to do.
Representative Johnson.
Thank you. Conversely, Senator Dukes raises a pretty good point that if it's a policy decision on the part of the commission that their executive director be bilingual, make that a job requirement and include that in the base compensation, not as a premium for what is a fundamental requirement of the job.
Madam Chair.
Senator Dukes.
I think there's one other issue here. If they are successful in raising the other funds, but not successful in raising a lot of other funds so that this goes up. We spent a fair amount of time in this session trying to get all of the directors into the same pay scale and stuff so that the difference in pay would be based on longevity. It seems to me that, and I guess I get more nervous about this in the era of term limits, that next session you could have a whole new panel sitting here having none of the history that we have, being told that this person is at this new pay scale now because they had come up with, not knowing they'd come up with the other fund, and they didn't have the money to pay him anymore, and all of a sudden it becomes general fund. And then 2 years later, we're back to exactly what we tried to get away from this session. So I guess that frustrates me.
Let's try this. Let's try a motion and see how it goes before this committee. And if not, then we'll take a second and third.
May I make the motion, Madam Chair?
Certainly, Representative Hayden.
Before I place the motion, may I inform the chair it would be to table indefinitely?
Okay. Steve?
I will place the motion without the chair's permission.
Okay. I guess what I... Okay. All right,
Representative,
it won't pass.
I mean,
if we don't want it, it won't pass.
Representative
Hayden, I'm sure I move that we table item number 9, package 200, indefinitely.
Any discussion on the motion to table item 9 indefinitely?
Just one item of discussion, Madam Chair. By tabling item number 9, that's still basically, in effect, it hasn't been either accepted nor denied. It still allows the commission to come forward after having raised other funds, come forward to the E-Board and say, we've got some special circumstances here. It still gives them the option to do that, does it not?
That is my understanding of the parliamentary procedure.
Well, yeah, but from a technical standpoint, it's the same as disapproving it and being able to go to the E-Board and ask for it to be reapproved, too.
Madam Chair, I think it dies with all other bills on Sunday night. Indefinitely means until Sunday night, as I understand parliamentary procedure. Doesn't carry over to another session. It remains on the table until Sunday night.
Madam Chair, members, if the subcommittee does not approve this measure, or this particular recommendation, there would not be an additional 42, or essentially the other funds limitation that would be approved for the commission would be $4,210 less than you would see on this page, you know, that the Representative Butler had referred to. I believe that the rest of the recommendation, as we get to it, it will become clear that LFO is only recommending 1 year of funding for the commission at this time. The second year of funding requiring an emergency board appearance for the commission to receive its second year of funding. If you do not approve that, they could request this funding from the emergency board in that when they return for other purposes anyway, as part of their request, and the emergency board could approve it further. Unless you're trying to direct, make an actual decision that no, we do not want this funded, we do not want them coming back and asking for it.
So you think that would occur if we do not make that?
I think it could occur. This would be the commission. This is there would be a new executive director at this point. The commission, as you know, is reviewing a lot of its operations, and they would make a decision as to whether they want to request a bilingual pay differential or not. That is something they could do. Unless, if this committee is making a decision here that we do not agree with bilingual pay differentials, then that can also become part of your recommendation, and then the emergency board will be aware of that if they came forward asking for that.
Madam Chair, by way of discussion, and I realize there is a motion on the floor, but I think that probably amongst the directors, from time to time, the Asian Affairs probably is almost always bilingual, as well as the Hispanic. So, I mean, it does establish a precedence here that basically pushes us into a whole different realm. So, and it's totally conceivable that the Black Affairs Commission could be bilingual, and we could go on and on and on from there. So. I'm beginning to share some of the angst that Senator Dukes has expressed.
Well, I guess I am concerned, Senator Dukes, not only about what you said about the concern you have, but if we are in a situation where the commissioners come back and say this is part of the tax salary.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying they would, but if someone in the commission didn't have the history of this discussion, they wouldn't know not to.
It would be part of the roll-up, Madam Chair, I believe. I mean, if the salary is there.
I guess part of my concern, Madam Chair, is that, this committee is certainly trying to encourage the commissions to do fundraising, but yet you're also telling them what they can and can't do with those other funds when they raise them, which works in some ways as a disincentive to do exactly what you're asking them to do.
To add fuel to the fire, Madam Chair, we're talking bilingual here. Some people are trilingual. I have friends that speak five or six languages, and clearly those are superior skills to being bilingual and worth more money if we start this. Actually, I think, Madam Chair, this is a discussion for a policy committee. I think this is a policy rather than a budget issue.
Well, I'm not sure it isn't an issue that Department of Administrative Services need to address. They may be having this situation, this discussion, as we become a society of more languages, this may be something that Department of Administrative Services truly needs to set in place in policy. I think what we'll do is, can we have a voice vote on the motion before us?
Motion before us is?
To table item number 9, LFO recommendation.
Indefinitely.
Let me just do this, hon. Let's just
say, those not in favor, please say no.
No.
Please note that Representative Gardner is a no. And with that, the motion is passed.
Not once she's got a third member who wants to vote aye in the House.
That's right, we do have a third.
You have three House members?
Yeah, but
that is a,
two of them voted aye.
No, according to the subcommittee rules, that is a...
That's a quorum.
Three is a quorum, and the majority of the House members did approve the motion. So the motion...
So you only need the majority of the quorum?
Yes.
For the subcommittee, that's the rule.
Okay.
You had me going, I thought you were right too, Senator.
Well, under Roberts it's that way, and I think Mason's is that way, so we have all the rules.
Committee rules. I guess I need to get out and refresh them. Because I'm thinking...
Madam Chair, may I address this, because I ran into it last week on another topic and discussed it with our chief clerk. And to my astonishment, Robert's Rules of Orders is at the very bottom of the list. Mason's is only slightly above it. The ranking and precedence is Constitution and then our rules. Our rules that are, and not even our rules, our precedence. And after that is everything else. After that is state law, statute.
Committee rules are over the House and Senate rules. I learned that one last week.
Is that right?
Committee rules take precedence.
Take precedence over
the House and Senate.
Interesting. We didn't realize we were that full committee. Okay, LFO, if you go on to number 10.
Recommendation 10. There is a recommendation in the governor's budget. It's called Package 300 to increase the other funds expenditure limitation for the Commission on Hispanic Affairs by $131,000. The reason why this package is in there deals with the fact that the Spanish language course program that the Commission is operating was expanded greatly, but it was expanded late during the current biennium. Because of this, the additional revenues and expenditures from that expansion were not part of the current service level. What the Commission requested was, they requested an increase to bring their other funds expenditure limitation to a level of $160,000 per biennium, because that was the current level of expenditures based on the expanded program. So this was basically a timing issue. To bring the other funds limitation up to what was believed to be the current level of expenditures resulting from the Spanish language course program. LFO, however, is recommending that you reduce this from a $131,000 increase to a $15,000 increase. So basically, we're asking you to take away most of this increase, though not all. And the reason why we are doing that is, I think this is in the second paragraph under Recommendation 10. We are doing this because the other funds revenue and costs of the programs that are being financed from the Spanish language course program are uncertain at this time. This is all part of the situation where we're expecting a report from the Secretary of State Audits Division to talk about. They will go into that program and the revenues it's raising and how those funds are being spent. Under LFO Recommendation 10, if you do approve that, the net effect will be that there would be an other funds limitation total for the agency of approximately $42,500. You see there it says 46,751, mm-hmm. but since you did not approve Recommendation 9, I'm taking that $4,000 in.
Mm-hmm.
But we believe that that would be sufficient limitation for the first year of other funds activities for the Commission. If it's not, if it turns out that the Commission is finding that its Spanish language course program is being very successful and they need to spend more than $46,000 or $42,000, they can come to the emergency board, which has authority to review needs for other funds expenditure limitation increases.
Okay. Thank you, Steve. You've heard the LFO recommendation on number 10. Do we have a motion? Representative Butler.
Madam Chair, I move the recommendation, we approve the recommendation for fundraising activities package 300 be reduced in accordance with legislative fiscal recommendation.
Heard the motion before us. Any discussion?
Sure.
Yes, Senator Dukes.
I think I may have missed something in the numbers here, but if we're withholding a year, half of 131,000 is 65.5, and we're down, we're looking at 46.7. I'm just wondering, if they have a little extra, it didn't hurt anything, does it? I mean, they can't spend it unless they raise it. The reason why LFO is recommending a rather tight limitation here is, frankly, out of some concerns about what may have been happening during the current biennium, where the agency did have a large expenditure limit, other funds limitation increase, and there were a number of expenditures which we may find, in retrospect, perhaps should not have been allowed. So this would provide a limitation until we hear from the commission on its how it is responding to the Secretary of State.
Okay, I understand. Okay, any further discussion on number 10? Any objection? Not so moved. Number 11?
Number 11 is a recommendation which I've already alluded to. And to sum it up very short, briefly, what this recommendation is for you to only provide the funding for the Commission for Hispanic Affairs first year of operations at this time, and to appropriate the second year of funding to the Emergency Board in a special purpose appropriation, which they would then request from the Emergency Board after they have been able to demonstrate that they are responding to issues raised in the Secretary of State audit report, which is expected to be released for that commission in the next several months. What LFO would anticipate is the commission coming to the Emergency Board probably sometime during the spring of next year to request the second year of funding be released to them. The budget note on page 5, which would explain this action, reads as follows. The subcommittee notes that the Secretary of State is preparing an audit of the operations of the Commission on Hispanic Affairs, which is expected to identify financial irregularities in the Commission's operations. Therefore, the subcommittee removed $70,800 of general fund for the second year of operations from the Commission's budget and approved the same amount as a special purpose appropriation to the Emergency Board for the second year operations of the Commission on Hispanic Affairs. No later than June of 2002, the Commission may request allocation of the special purpose appropriation from the Emergency Board. The Commission shall demonstrate to the Emergency Board that it has taken actions to successfully address the concerns identified in the Secretary of State audit. Any portion of the special purpose appropriation that remains unallocated and unobligated on July 1st will become available to the Emergency Board for any purpose for which the Emergency Board may lawfully allocate funds. That's a lot of words in the last, but that's the standard boilerplate language to have the money revert to the general purpose emergency fund if it's not needed. At this time, the Commission could also, under the e-board's authorities, request additional expenditure limitation for the second half of their of the biennium as well. But the action refers to just putting half of the general fund in now and half of the equal.
Representative Jackson. Madam Chair, while I agree with this recommendation, I think they're already well on their way towards making improvements with the hiring of Mr. Silva. And I just would like that noted for the record.
Yes, thank you, Representative Johnson. It is unfortunate that with the ongoing audit and everything, we think we all recognize that probably things are going to turn around and have a much better year in the next 2 years. Thank you, Representative Johnson. Representative Butler?
Madam Chair, I move then that we approve the second year funding for the commission be moved to the Emergency Board and approve the budget note to establish the criteria for the release of those funds.
We've heard the motion before us. Discussion? Objection? If not, so moved. And, Steve, I believe we have one more budget note before us.
That's correct. On the yellow sheet of paper that's been distributed to you, there's an additional budget note that the chair requested that would take $10,000 of the appropriation to each advocacy commission and essentially use that to provide matching funds for private monies that are raised by the commission. The way the budget now reads is the subcommittee adopts the budgets of the four advocacy commissions funded in this bill with the understanding that the Department of Administrative Services will unschedule $10,000 of the biennial general fund appropriation to each commission. DAS will reschedule funds to each commission on a dollar-for-dollar match to monies that the commission receives from donations, grants, or sales income. Up to a maximum of $10,000 in general fund will be rescheduled as matching funds for any commission. The impact of adopting this budget note is, as you recall, you have approved $141,508 to each of the commissions. If you approve this budget note, they would have $131,508 available to them and would be able to receive access to the remaining $10,000 on a dollar-for-dollar match to private fundraising that they bring in.
Thank you, Steve. Representative Butler?
Madam Chair, I have one interlineation that I would like to introduce into this budget note, respectfully, if I may.
Yes.
In the penultimate sentence, which ends with match to monies, dollar-for-dollar match to monies that the commission receives from donations, grants, or sales income, I would like to add the words excluding monies from any other state agency.
And if you would, to your motion, do you want to discuss that your concern as to why that language needs to be in there?
My concern here is that to the extent that any of the agencies either participate in other contributions or activities concomitant with other state agencies, the state agency, I know that it's not so that these agencies are not would not do anything so surreptitiously as moving $10,000 amongst themselves, but literally that's what could happen, and I don't believe that would happen, but to the extent that they contract with other state agencies, I don't want that those state agencies would basically supply all of the other funds, but that they would be seeking grants and donations to continue their other outside activities.
Did you put that in a motion?
I put it up for discussion. Okay. If there is any discussion.
Any discussion on Representative Butler's suggestion of adding excluding monies from any other state agency to the list of donations, grants, or sales income that the commissions may receive?
I would put that in the form of a motion then.
Representative Gardner?
Are you putting that as a form of motion as an addition?
As an
addition. Then we'll discuss that.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Now we have a motion to add excluding monies from any other state agencies. Discussion on that motion. Any objection?
I thought I had you until you just said it that way.
Okay.
This would not count as fundraising money, or would count as fundraising money.
If it's raised from another state agency, if DAS gives $10,000, then it would not count.
That's where I thought we were going.
Yeah,
and
right.
The way you, okay.
Did I say it wrong?
Probably not.
Okay. Any objection? Okay. Representative Butler?
Madam Chair, I would move then that we include budget note that has the budget note, which has been presented to us, as the very last budget note for the Senate Bill 5503, which deals with the unscheduling of $10,000 until that money has been matched from donations, grants, or sales income from monies, excluding any monies from any other state agency.
You've heard Representative Butler's motion before us. Any discussion?
Yes, Madam Chair. I'll be a no on that motion because, as I said before, I believe that, you know, this takes months of a director's time to do fundraisers and takes away from their mission. I know a lot of folks have said that the commission can help out, and that's something that in a lot of cases sounds good, but reality is often different than the perception that that's just easily going to happen. While I think they should be certainly encouraged to do some fundraising activities, unscheduling $10,000 and being punitive about it, I just can't go along with it.
Thank you, Representative Gardner. Any further discussion? Any objection other than Representative Gardner? Not so moved.
Madam Chair, I move that we, at this time, approve Senate Bill 5503 as amended, and pass it to the full committee with a due-pass recommendation.
Heard the motion before us. Any further discussion? Any objection? If not, so moved. Would you mind hearing the Senate and the full? And who would like to hear it? Representative Johnson at the office. Thank you very much. Representative Johnson. I would like to thank all of the advocacy commissions. We've kind of put you through a lot, and we appreciate what you do. And thank you very much for all your help in getting us to where we are. Thank you. Anything further from any of the members? Not, thank you, Steve. Job well done, and we are adjourned.